All right, here we go. We're back from the wedding on Friday. Jill's wedding went fine, except for the insults I had to endure.
And the bush you had to sit behind?
The what?
The bush you had to sit behind because you were late. Yeah. It's your own fault.
Not my fault. I wasn't the only one sitting there. We posted some pictures on our Sunny Facebook page that you can take a look at. It's my exclusive photographs, because I am a photographer, of the wedding, the vows, the I do's, and the bridesmaids. So you can see.
We got stuck in the nosebleeds because of your socks.
What?
We got stuck way back there behind that bush because of your socks.
Okay. So you want to start on that now? Okay.
No, go ahead.
All right?
No, go ahead.
All right, fine. No, go ahead and tell him. Go ahead. I got a second.
I can't let Rick pack.
I know that.
Because he always screws it up.
Well, there's not, you know, it's not my strong suit.
Yeah, strong suit. He used to complain because I used to pack him, and then he was unhappy with my selections his wardrobe wherever we went because it didn't say something ridiculous on it or didn't have a hole in it or something. So I let him pack himself now, and he always forgets something. One trip, he actually forgot everything. We got there, and there was nothing in his suitcase but his, like, his laptop and his toys and stuff. And we had no clothes. We had to go shopping. And we were, like, somewhere, like, in Vermont, godforsaken place. And he didn't have underwear, nothing.
Good thing he brought the toys, though. He was entertained.
There you go.
Yeah, but here's the deal. She has something against any shirt that says something on it.
He looks like a homeless vagrant everywhere we go.
What, because I have a shirt that says...
No, like, your pants are dragging because they're torn because you buy them way too long. And then you step all over them. So they're like in shards at the bottom. Everything has a hole in it. That new Smyrna shirt, I'm going to burn that in effigy.
Which one?
The one that you wear everywhere, and it's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese.
It's hot here in Florida.
No, he does dress like a beggar. When we did our station photos,
look at me.
I showed up in a nice collared shirt. Jill was in a nice dress.
He shows up sweaty
on a motorcycle.
You should have seen what he wore to our Welcome to the Country Club dinner last week or 2 weeks ago.
I wore your stupid, what is that thing called that's
I had to make him change clothes three times. He came out first in a t-shirt that said, like, National Sarcasm Society and flip-flops and shorts. I sent him back to change. He came back with something equally as ridiculous. Oh. I finally gave up on the third one.
No, I had to eventually wear one of those.
A polo shirt.
Every guy on earth wears a polo shirt. You look
For
like a big...
For the love of God, they called attention to you because you were in shorts and flip-flops. And she's like, I forgot to mention you're not supposed to wear shorts.
Well, that was her fault.
And meanwhile, we were like stupid the spotlight.
Shirt stupid shirt with an alligator on it. Everybody's got the same exact shirt. Isn't this wonderful?
Anyway, we got to Jill's wedding, and we're at the hotel getting ready. Meanwhile, I'm the girl. I'm supposed to take longer. This one over here is dragging his ass all over the place. And he forgot his socks. So I had to send him to the gift shop to go buy socks. We're at a Universal hotel where the only thing they had were Harry Potter socks. So he calls me. He calls me from the lobby. He's like, okay, so they only have Harry Potter socks. Which ones should I get? Yellow, blue, green, or red? He showed up with the bright yellow bumblebee socks over the knee. Over the knee.
Yeah,
socks.
Those must have been girl socks. They were easily.
No, they
like
were not. They were Harry Potter socks.
They were thigh socks.
I got a lot of compliments on them.
That's because you couldn't bring your pants all the way to the top where they could see where they landed.
Oh, boy.
There's pictures of this. He actually was wearing bumblebee Harry Potter socks.
All right, we'll post the pictures. And you can join the Hate Rick Make Fun of Rick Club with Angie as our president.
Rick is never packing for himself again.
Rick Stacy.